Dave Hiani, I think we've all had house guests and we've all been house guests. Can it be a minefield for getting things wrong, even small things?
Yes, that's right. Well, there is more to being a good house guest than just being nice or helping out. And for family members, guest manners are still called for when staying with relatives.
Should you start work and planning before you even arrive?
That's right. I would actually suggest that house guest manners begin even before you have actually arrived at the host's house. So it begins with just when you receive the invitation. So I would actually say to RSVP as soon as possible. And where promptness is key, maybe 1 to 2 days is a good indicator, and followed by clear communication as well. And don't be shy of asking questions. One really important one is the length of stay.
That is so key, isn't it? The expectations need to be met on both sides. You know how long you're going to stay, and you know when you can kick your guests out the door, right?
Yes, that's right. And because it's so important to actually set a date out there. And you must have heard the proverb by Benjamin Franklin, where guests and fish begin to smell after 3 days.
Like
well,
that.
It actually might be a little bit harsh, but the Portuguese actually put it in a more subtle manner, which says, house guests always give pleasure. If not the coming, then the going.
I think a couple of very good lessons to bear in mind. Is it more difficult with family, do you think? Because family can make presumptions about how long they can stay, can't they?
That's true. I mean, I would say that just because you're the guest doesn't mean you can be bossy in whatever aspect that you're there, before, during, and after as well. It's good to communicate in advance and just to let the host know that you will be there for a certain period of time. And like I just did mention, that 2 to 3 days is a good length. But if you are staying there longer, to let them know and maybe pitch in whatever way that you can. It could be the groceries, or it could be whatever creative ways that you can think of, maybe babysitting or just take the pet out or whatever else.
Yes, not let them do everything for you.
Definitely not, because that's really not nice. Well, a good guest is thoughtful, courteous and respectful, and has a sensitive awareness to the other person's feelings and the effort that they're actually having to put in to host your visit.
Should you take something with you as a gift when you arrive at somebody's house to stay?
Well, this may actually come as a surprise, but it's not mandatory to take a present upon your arrival. So you can actually even get a present during your stay, maybe if you do not know the host's tastes and preferences, and get it upon your stay, or even send it later on when you have gone back, along with a thank you note, and which must ideally should be handwritten, and then send a gift across.
And what about if you have, say, dietary requirements or something else that not just is a choice but is a requirement? How do you communicate that to your host, Dave Hiani?
It would be ideal to communicate it before you arrive, just so the host can prepare well for you. And food restrictions based on medical and religious reasons are definitely valid and must be communicated.
It'd be nothing.
And
like,
if there is something, sorry.
No, keep going.
And if there is something that you feel that the host may have to go out of their way, you can even offer to bring something along with you if they do not mind.
Because there'd be nothing worse than arriving to a full roast dinner or something and then telling them that you're a vegetarian. That would be awful, wouldn't it?
Of course. And it also would be very embarrassing.
It would be. What about while you're staying, Dave Hiani? What are the things that a good guest bears in mind during that 2 to 3 day stay?
So the first thing would be, upon arrival, to ask the host for the house rules, which is so important. And it could be just different things that they prefer. Maybe, for example, smoking. They wouldn't prefer their guests smoking within the house. So don't sneak into that bathroom for a quick smoke. And just things like that. And maybe even if to ask for the Wi-Fi code. Well, that is something the host should actually be providing it in advance. But if they do not, feel free to ask for the code as well. And do not invite yourself to use things unless you're invited to do so. For example, you do not want to go to the fridge and attack those blueberries and finish them off and until the next day that the host just is looking for them because they were meant for breakfast waffles.
What about when there are pets in the house and either you really do like them or maybe you don't like them? What are the, do you think the etiquette rules are around behaving around somebody else's pets?
Well, again, to be mindful of the pets and just to be nice to them. And if you are allergic or you're not very comfortable, to again let them know in advance, because you cannot expect the host to just kick the pets out.
No, exactly. Same probably goes to small children too, which can be utterly delightful, but they can also be a touch annoying too, I think, as we all know, can't they? Not that you'd say that to your hosts.
No, definitely not. If there is something that bothers you and irks you, just keep it to yourself. Do not say.
Is it best, unless they're family and you know them really well, is it best to stay away from controversial topics? I think they say sex and politics are the two. Are they best avoided even in modern day, do you think?
Yes, definitely. And try to go for more topics that are not very offensive, and sticking to neutral topics. Could be sport, could be travel, or maybe some activities, talk about events, books, etc.
I guess TV is another one, isn't it? You don't change the TV channel on your guests and your hosts if it's something that you'd rather be watching.
No, unless it's your own private one in your room. Yes. Or in your own space.
If you are staying with someone for a couple of days, is it polite to maybe head out on your own for a bit of time to give your hosts time on their own in their own home?
Well, unless you have communicated the same to them in advance, it's okay to do so, but you are visiting this city and you have other friends as well to maybe meet or other family members. And if you've communicated it, it's fine. But if you have not done so, it would be very rude to head out. At the same time, I would say to factor in downtime for the host, because they have been busy hosting your entire visit. So that's fine to give them some personal space. Mm.
Deviani, what kinds of things do you think make good gifts to follow up with as a thank you?
Well, anything from maybe art to wine to flowers to candles. They all make for excellent gifts, or anything for their house, to pantry, to garden. But again, one must be mindful of what they're gifting. You do not want to get a bottle of wine for a recovering alcoholic. No. Your relationship is only going to go backwards.
And I like what you're saying about a gift afterwards, because if they're not people you know well, it gives you a chance to learn what their tastes and their interests are, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Any other thoughts on things that make a good guest, Deviani?
Well, keep the place tidy. It could be your room. It could be the bathroom. Wipe off that ring in the bathtub or the toothpaste that's fallen into the basin, and keep the common areas clean. Try not to overindulge, whether it's the hors d'oeuvres or the Pinot Noir, or even, I would say, expenses and utilities such as water and electricity. And just be a good guest.
I think
a good guest is very thoughtful.
And mindful. I think that's a lovely word to use, because it just means that little bit of extra consideration, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Deviani, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for your thoughts. And I'll be keen now to find out what my listeners think that their best tips might be for having the best house guests. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Louise, for having me at the show.